Podcasting not so live, straight from your hard drive. It's 808 Talk, Hawaii's premier podcast, with your host V Brown, aka 808 Writer, and J Big Daddy Plumber. Sit back and relax, take off your shoes, and experience a little aloha. Aloha, and welcome once again to 808 Talk. This is show number 2 for us, and it's Sunday, June 5th, 2005. We're podcasting out of beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii, where the temperature today is 88 degrees, and it's partly cloudy, but that sunshine is still kicking through those clouds, so it's making it a wonderful day. In today's show, we got a few things to talk about, some local events, some things going on upcoming this month, and we got a comment from one of our listeners from last week's show that we'll get to. So we thank you once again for tuning in. So sit back, grab your favorite beverage, kick off your shoes and relax, and experience a little aloha with us. Well, getting right into the show, I'll start off by saying you all know that this is a two-person hosted show, but of course today you're only going to hear my voice because my co-host, J Big Daddy Plumber, is missing. Yes, folks, he's missing. Now, I don't know what happened to him or what all's going on, but I think he probably had a pretty wild weekend, and he just couldn't be reached today. I tried to contact him, but of course all I got was his voicemail, and left some messages, and still no return on that call. So hopefully he's all right. I'll give him a check tomorrow and make sure everything's okay. But as for today, J Big Daddy Plumber is MIA on the show. So you'll just have to sit back and listen to me talk all day. So we'll just get through it like that. But that's okay. We'll have a good show still, you know, nevertheless. And next week when we get Big Daddy back, we'll ask him what happened. We'll get him to talk on the show and give us a little rundown of what happened this weekend. But getting right into the show, a few things let's talk about. Today, as you all know, is the end of the Click It Our Ticket campaign here in Hawaii. What's the Click It Our Ticket campaign? That's the seatbelt campaign that the HPD's been putting on and all the other police departments throughout the islands to reinforce the use of seatbelts. So seatbelts do save lives, and it's a good program, and today it actually comes to an end. Not meaning that you still can't get a ticket, but for the past 2 weeks, since May 23rd, police officers have been standing on corners and been out there being vigilant looking for people without their seatbelts, and they've actually done a pretty good job. I think in the first week, they landed about 1,000 citations, and remember, each citation is a $92 fine. So that's a pretty good deal they got there in that first week. Other thing that came out of it that was kind of good is during the two-week campaign, they actually caught two fugitives by stopping them for seatbelt violations, and they also arrested two other people on felony drug charges. So the campaign not only helped in promoting the seatbelt as a safe thing and the right thing to do, but it also led to the capture of some known fugitives and the arrest of some other violators of the law. So once again, good job HPD, and for those of you that don't use your seatbelt still, I recommend that you do use your seatbelt because it will save your life. Moving on, let's see, what else did we have that happened? Those of you that are big UH fans know that for the past 22 years, the UH Athletics has been carried on K5, the home team, or KHNL, and this week they just awarded the contract again to K5, and it was between K5 and Oceanic Time Warner Cable, and of course K5 won out again, and it looks like K5 is going to pay $1.75 million per year over the next 3 years to the UH Athletics Department for having the rights to their games. Along with this, there's other parts of the contract where they will be promoting the UH Athletics, and they will be setting up big screens in the Stan Sheriff Center, and So it looks like it came out pretty good for both. And UH athletic department said that this will actually put them over the top and allow them to go into the black now for their funding. So it gets them out of the red, helps them with some funding issues. So it looks like it's good for all around, because everybody here in Hawaii is used to seeing UH athletics on the K5, the home team. So once again, great job there. Another thing that just went in effect here in the past few weeks was a new pedestrian law. And for those of you that don't know about this, you can go online. You can go to thehawaiichannel.com and do a little search there for the pedestrian law and watch the video that details the information about it. Now, in the past, pretty much what you had to do was, if somebody was crossing in a crosswalk, you had to stop and take your time. And once they passed in front of your car, you could proceed on. But now the new law states that when a person is crossing in the crosswalk, you have to come to a complete stop, and you have to wait till they get all the way across the street and step back onto the sidewalk. Now, there's a lot of problems that this imposes, because once one person goes, another person goes, and you would sit there all day. So what deems the proper way to do this? Are you going to be sitting there all day in fears that you're going to get a ticket? Now, I'm not sure what they've stated that the fine will be, but I do know that it's going to take a little while to go in effect, because they're trying to train the police officers and get it out there to the public in the proper way that this law needs to be enforced and enacted. So it'll take a little time, a little growing pains, but I'm not sure if it's actually going to turn out to be good or if it's going to be bad. But there'll probably be quite a few upset people on maybe both ends, but we'll see how that works out. Nonetheless, remember though, a person crossing a pedestrian crosswalk has the right of way, so let's just yield to them. Try to be as polite as we can and show them a little bit of the aloha spirit, and not get upset there. So that's how it goes for the new pedestrian law. And once again, you can find out more about that if you go to thehawaiichannel.com. Some upcoming events we got going on here are this is courtesy of HawaiiEventsOnline.com, and coming up, we got Everybody Loves Raymond's Ray Romano. He's going to be live here in Hawaii on June 11th, and those of you that want to get some tickets, you can head on down to the Blaisdell and pick up some tickets right now. They're still on sale. And Ray is a funny guy, great guy to see in person. And those of you that haven't had an experience to see him do his little comedy in person, you're missing out. So if you get a chance, get on down there and get your tickets today at Blaisdell. And that's for Ray Romano's Live in Hawaii, June 11, 2005. Another thing we got coming up here is the Miss Steinlager Hawaii Bikini Search. This is going to be going down at the Pipeline Cafe on June 19th, and it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Those ladies of you that want to get out and get seen, go on down there, get hooked up, and get in that Miss Steinlager Hawaii contest. I'm sure you can find information if you go to pipelinecafe.net. That's the website of Pipeline Cafe, which is the local venue it will be held at. And get on down there and show off those beautiful bikinis and make the guys proud. Because we have a bunch of beautiful women out here in Hawaii, so y'all need to get out there. Let's see, for other events, you can also go to HawaiiEventsOnline.com, and you can check out events for this month, events going on this week, et cetera. And you can do a research there and find out all the information. Another good place to check out is Hawaii.com. You can find out local travel information for those of you that are listening from off the islands that are maybe planning a trip to come here or just want to know a little bit more about Hawaii. You can go to Hawaii.com, and there's a little tab there for each different island. You can find out information for whatever island that you're interested in. So head on over to those two places and check them out. What else do we got coming up here? Let's see. Well, it's summertime, and you know what that means in Hawaii. It's packed with tourists. Yes, I was down in Waikiki this weekend and last weekend, and my goodness, it was packed. There's been, an overwhelming amount of visitors coming back into the islands, and it sure does show. It's good for the economy, and it's good for everyone all around. It just makes traffic and the places to go a little bit painful. You know, I was down at the ward center there, and the theater was just packed. You know, tourists going to the movies, checking out the new Star Wars flick. But in any event, overall, it's good for the economy. It's just we have to put up with a little bit of extra people in town, and clutter and everything. But overall, it's good. Waikiki last weekend was pretty packed too. Those of you that don't know, Hawaii is a big hub for the military, and usually what they like to do is they like to bring in, Navy ships and Marine convoys just to have a little rest and relaxation here in the islands. And last weekend we had some ships in town, so all the nightclubs and bars downtown were pretty packed. It was pretty chaotic, but nonetheless, like I said before, that's money for the economy and that's good for Hawaii. So that was a good thing. This past weekend was also Memorial Day, and we want to just send out our appreciation to all the military around the world that out there supporting and defending our freedom. And we remembered those that that have given the ultimate sacrifice for this country. And once again, to all the military and their families, we thank you. A big mahalo. As for this week, let's see. I got a pretty busy weekend coming up, or a pretty busy week, I should say. The weekend, I don't know yet, but a pretty busy week coming up. Last week was pretty lax for me, but this week I can already see down the end of the road that it's going to be a pretty busy week. As for the weekend, I'm not sure about that, but I can probably say that yeah, it'll probably be a busy weekend coming up too. I got a lot of work going on, got a lot of things I got to get done. So it's going to be a busy time. So as for the show, we're trying to slowly progress it into bigger and bigger things. Some ideas we have, or we're going to try to have some guests on in the next few weeks that that we can do some little interviews with, some local talents, local models, local entrepreneurs, business people, etc. So we'll have them on the show, and I'll do some interviews with them and get some information and allow them to kind of promote their ideas and their business or their activities or whatnot out there to all our listeners. So look forward to that in the future, and we'll try to make 808 Talk the best of Hawaii podcast out there. So we've already noticed that our podcast is now showing up in a lot of directories. And for those of you that listen to us straight off your computer, you can also go and download applications such as iPodder or Doppler, or different ones that are out there for both PC and Mac, and you can listen to us straight on your computer, or you can sync it up with your iTunes, and you can download it straight to your iPod or your other MP3 player and take it along with you. We hope you're enjoying how we're doing the show, and once again, what we talk about on our show can also be seen on our website at 808talk.com. You can go there and you can read a little excerpt about our show. You can also sign up and register and post comments on each individual show, or you can send us an email or whatever. We look forward to reading your comments and your emails, because it helps us to grow and it helps us to better our podcast. So feel free to go there and give us a little comment, and hopefully if it's something we need to improve on, we'll improve on it. And if it's just hey, you guys are doing a great job, that's good too, because it gives us a good feeling that we're actually accomplishing something here and that we're actually meeting a goal that we wish to meet. So once again, just go to 808talk.com, check it out there, post your comments, send us an email, and let us know how we're doing. Last week's show, those of you that listened in, you may have remembered we talked about some local events and some news and stuff and whatnot going on. One of the things we discussed was about a trash issue out here, and how the public schools had to sit for several days with trash just sitting there, you know, and the kids were coming to school and these piles of trash were there. So we got a comment on that show from a Steve-O. Steve-O, thanks again for going to the site and checking out and registering for giving us a comment there. We thanks for your comment on good job and good show. But he also had a comment on the trash issue, and so what actually do we do with all of our trash out here in Hawaii? Well, that's a very good question, Steve-O. And here's what we do. A few years ago, they actually came up with an idea to develop a power plant that's run off of the burning of trash. So it's called the H Power Plant, and what they do is they take various types of trash over there. I'm not sure of all the specifications or what qualifies to go and be burnt there, but they take trash and they take it over to this H Power Plant and they incinerate it. And the process they use, the burning off, is converted into energy. And again, I'm not sure exactly how it all works, but it's incinerated, converted into energy, and it's put back into the electrical process here, and it's being used. So it's kind of a recycling effect, getting rid of the trash and converting it into energy to be used in homes. So that's one thing that we do. And of course, all the other trash. Hawaii does produce a lot of trash, like many other cities. We're a big city, and here we are on an island, so you know we're kind of space limited. So another thing they do is they contract out to companies who actually barge the trash back to the mainland or to other locations, and they dispose of it there. I know that a lot of our trash goes back to the mainland and goes up along the west coast. A lot of it is taken to like Oregon and Washington and maybe some to California, and it's disposed of there in landfills that we don't have the room for out here. And also another thing with landfills out here is if we put too much into it, it could seep into the ground and pollute the ocean. So we have to be very careful about what we do with the trash out here. One other thing they just implemented was a new recycling program. Now, the way the recycling program works is it's on cans and bottles, and what they do is they charge, they tack on an extra 6 cents per can and per bottle. So what happens is you get it. Once you buy a can or bottle and you've used it, you can take it back to an authorized recycling center, and you'll get 5 cents return on each can or each bottle. Now, I just told you it was a 6 cents extra tack on to each bottle and can, so you're asking, what does that other penny go? Well, that's kind of like the fee for the processing of it. It kind of all goes into a fund that takes care of all these recycling centers and to kind of fund the process of recycling. And, you know, recycling is good, but recycling does cost money, so it has to be funded somehow, and that's how they do it. But so far, it seems to be a good program. Seems like it's going okay, so we'll see where that goes. And the only complaints I've heard are the waiting in lines to recycle it, but I'm sure that'll all clear up once they open more recycling centers. So those are kind of the ways that we get rid of our trash. And thanks again for that comment, Steve-O, and I hope we've answered your question. And if anybody else has any comments or questions, feel free to send us an email or post a comment on the site. And we'll try to get you here on the air. It's summertime coming up, so I'll probably be spending a lot of my time at the beach. I plan on taking the podcast on the road maybe a couple times, and we'll get some interviews downtown, from some local tourists, and just have them kind of give us a little brief rundown of what they think about Hawaii. And we'll try to get that into the show here coming up this summer. So once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Remember, tonight is Sunday night, and what's every Sunday night? Sunday night at Zanzibar, it's the booty contest where there's a competition between the ladies, and at the end, the winner will wind up getting winning some, I guess, breast implants or what you call it. But you can find out more about that at ZanzibarHawaii.com. But for those of you that are looking for something to do tonight or any other Sunday night, you can check out Zanzibar, which is located in the Waikiki Trade Center down in Waikiki, and check them out. It's a great place to go. A lot of happenings going on there, and a lot of beautiful people. So if you're looking for a place to go tonight, check out Zanzibar, Hawaii, and maybe we'll see y'all down there. But once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of 808 Talk. We hope you enjoyed our show and that it was a little informative to you. And once again, anything else you want to know, you can go to our website, 808talk.com, and you can find links and details to anything we've talked about on our show. And we hope you'll spread the news about 808 Talk to your friends, to your family, to anybody you know, and help us grow as being the largest podcast out of Hawaii, and you know, fulfill our dream of bringing aloha to the world right here from our computer. So once again, thanks, and like I said, I hope next week we'll have J Big Daddy Plumber back in the studio with us, and we'll see what happened to him. I'm sure it'll be an interesting story. So stay tuned and come back next week and download our podcast, and you'll get all the info and the inside scoop. So from me to you, have a great week. Aloha.